Even though you give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation. And in the middle of investigation, I break down.
Someone control. They want to know. and Bill said that he got a very nice place for me, and he's found a very nice place for me. It's overlooking the park, the Hyde Park. It's quiet. It's on the third floor. Both rooms are facing the park and the sky. Just two rooms are rather small, but I don't mind. And a very tiny kitchenette, but just very nice. And the toilet and bath, which are very nice. And they're all painted white and has a very pale gold fitted carpet. So that sounds really great. Tomorrow morning or something, maybe I should go and see it. And even if it's temporary, I can always give the lease to somebody, I suppose, because it sounds like a very cheap place for that, the location
for that.
No, thank you. No. Location and all that, it's less than £20 a week, meaning like £18 or something, as it comes to. Because it's 800 per annum. So, and central heating and all that. It sounds all very nice. But, and then I found out something else. Andy Warhol and Maria Meyer were shot today in New York. I'm so glad that I wasn't there, because I would like to be there if I were in New York. Poor Maria. But the thing is, oh, and that's something that I should tell John. It's so funny. Maya used to, because he's a fag, I guess. I don't know what it is, but anyway, he was very, I think he's, but he was a fag as much as he could as a fag. I think he was terribly interested in me and all that. So what he does is he would just sort of like touch me on the neck or like my back or something like that, or sort of scratch my arm or something like that when I'm talking to somebody. And then he said, this girl's amazing, she doesn't even notice. You know, and made me feel like I'm a real frigid woman, which was true, because I really never noticed. And I was going to go, oh, you were scratching me or something. And it was just annoying, you know. But most of the time, I didn't even notice, because I was sort of deep in some conversation or something like that. And it made me used to wonder, my God, if I were sensitive at all, no matter what I was doing, if he would touch me or something, I should notice. You know, that used to bother me. But that's how it was, you see, it's amazing. Some will panic because I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Cindy's coming back, maybe. Are we going back to Weybridge or are we going to stay here? All that, you see.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
Time. It's easy. All you need. Nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.